The State Department of Workforce Development says the unemployment fund now has $369 million, down from a high of $558 million this year, along with more people applying. DWD says Wisconsinites out of work will still get their benefits, even if the federal government has to be tapped for the money. Todd Berry is the president of the nonpartisan Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance.
In the larger context, this is somewhat reminiscent of the early 1980s when Wisconsin was hit very hard by a recession.
Berry says despite the federal government's current money woes, it will still come through for the state.
The federal government seems to have an unlimited capacity to generate debt.
But it's still a loan.
We're going to have to come up with a plan in Wisconsin to pay back the federal government and restore the health of the fund, and that was a tough issue in the early mid-80s and required a bipartisan committee to come up with a solution, and that's probably what it will take again.
In 1982, the feds loaned $737 million, and it took 7 years to pay it all back. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.